This is going to be a period of incredible growth over the next 3 years. And it's going to change Buffalo for the next 100 years.
Western New York Congressman Brian Higgins was among the dignitaries invited to Wednesday's announcement. Higgins praised First Niagara for its initiative to create small business growth around the medical campus. With 7,000 people already working on the campus and projected growth of 17,000 over the next few years, the bank wants to assist in setting up new businesses in the Fruit Belt and nearby Allentown and Westside neighborhoods. Buford Sears is market executive for First Niagara.
There are probably a lot of services and other things that the people who work on this campus would avail themselves of if they were only available, right? Simple things dry cleaners or an automobile, oil change place, those kind of things.
Four organizations were already selected for the funding: the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, Buffalo Urban League, UB's Office of Economic Development, and Westminster Economic Development Initiative, each receiving $100,000 to administer loans to various startup companies. Ben Bissell is executive director of Westminster. The organization already works to distribute microloans to small startup Westside businesses.
And so we have everything from laundromats to food that hasn't been experienced. I mean, we work a lot with refugees and immigrants, so we've seen food from all over the world, starting restaurants. We've had retail services.
Many of the immigrants and refugees seek these small-scale loans since they have no credit history. Westminster has helped with well-known Westside businesses, such as the Wash Project, Urban Roots, and retail shop Gizma. Bissell noted that there is never enough funding, so First Niagara's investment will go a long way in supporting its microfunding. First Niagara still needs to select one more not-for-profit for the final $100,000 installment to administer loans for more small business growth along the medical corridor. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.